When Navy SEAL Adam Brown woke up on March 17, 2010, he didn't know he would die that night in the mountains of Afghanistan, but he was ready.
When Adam was shot, Adam did so trying to protect his brothers. He did so trying to position himself to get an advantage to protect his unit.
As a member of the elite SEAL Team 6, Adam Brown's heroism and humanity was grounded in his love for God, for his country, and his wife and kids.
Every day, he's inspired me to be a better father, a better husband, a better person. When I'm, you know, having my own little pity party about something going on in my life, and I think, you know, look what Adam overcame.
Adam Brown had a profound impact on his friends and his family, and in particular, his parents.
The old saying that freedom is not free, really, it brings that home. We know that there are many men that have sacrificed, and it isn't free. It costs our blood and treasure.
Coming up, a story of undaunted courage and ultimate sacrifice of Navy SEAL Team 6 operator Adam Brown, a devoted father and husband, an unlikely hero, a true warrior, and a man described by all who knew him as fearless.
Be brave, stand tall, believe you'll get stronger whenever you fall. Each time life brings you pain, keep faith, rise up above that voice that keeps calling your name in the dark. Walk on, you're not alone, you can live fearless.
Welcome to the Fearless Radio Special, and thank you for joining us for this special program. Today we're going to hear from a number of friends and family of Adam Brown. We'll talk with Eric Blem, the author of the New York Times bestseller, Fearless. We'll speak with Adam's wife, Kelly, and with his parents. We'll also have a conversation with a Navy SEAL who trained and served with Adam. Long before he became a member of the elite SEAL Team 6, the counterterrorism unit that took down Osama bin Laden, Adam was a fun-loving country boy from Hot Springs, Arkansas. An undersized daredevil, prone to jumping off roofs into trees and off bridges into lakes, he was a kid who broke his own bones, but would never break a promise to his parents. Adam had one goal in his life, to become the best of the best, a U.S. Navy SEAL. His final act of bravery led to the ultimate sacrifice. Chris Fabry talked with Eric Blem, the author of Adam Brown's biography titled Fearless, about this man of faith and family.
Eric, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Chris, thanks for having me.
You heard about Adam Brown how, and why did you decide to write this?
You know, the story of Adam Brown really was a gift to me. A friend of the Brown family and members of his team, SEAL Team 6, approached me after he'd read one of my previous books, The Only Thing Worth Dying For. And he felt that I could be the person to write the story and just wanted to put us together, put me in contact with Kelly Brown and Larry and Janice and the family and those guys. And after we spoke for a while and they understood that I just wanted to tell the story. I never write anything that's pro-war, anti-war. There's no political agenda. I feel like the power in any story is the story itself. And that's what I did, and that's what they knew I would do, and that's how it all came to be.
I think a lot of people are fascinated with what a writer will do with, you know, some historical figure, with somebody. We've seen recent films about baseball players and others. How did you boil down his life and career in the pages of this book?
You know, Adam Brown, first of all, he overcame so much. It really is a comeback story. It's the prodigal son meets SEAL Team 6, and it was very timely historically in our place and time with the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. And to place an individual like Adam into that setting and have a person who has that ability to turn the switch to be this lethal warrior, but at the same time, you get a real deep understanding of his life as a father, as a husband, as a son, and then take a step back further and realize that this is an individual who came back from probably one of the darkest places anybody could imagine on Earth, crack addiction, and to rise to that very top level of SEAL Team 6, it's just not only fascinating, it's unbelievable. And when you hear a story like that and you want to speak to people to not only hear more about Adam, but just to confirm, is this for real? Is this guy real? Because he's like a Jedi.
Yes. Well, what about the difference then in talking with his family, his parents, his wife, you know, getting that view of him and then getting the view of him from those who were in combat with him? Was this two different guys?
You know, a little bit of Adam Brown soaked through into all aspects of his life. And I would say his teammates were inspired by him for that family man, for that husband. He was a guy who would put little notes into the sugar bowl and hide them around his house for his wife to find when he deployed. So he was an inspiration to them in that regard. But at the same time, every one of them said Adam Brown was fearless in every aspect of his life. He wasn't afraid to share and show his faith. He was a Christian. He was a strong. He was a man of God. At the same time, he was a patriot, and he would take a mission and run with it. And failure was not an option. And that's really how he led his life. That's what gave him the strength. It was his love of God, love of country, love of family that allowed him to rise above crack addiction. And that's the same areas where he pulled strength to become this elite warrior that all of his teammates, all of his brothers in the brotherhood said, Adam Brown, top 1%, he was fearless.
What did he have to overcome then in his rise to qualify for that SEAL Team 6?
SEAL Team 6 is a special missions unit. It's a counterterrorism unit, and they are the best of the best, the top 1% from the SEAL teams. And to get to that point, you not only have to be tough enough to make it through the hellacious qualification process, you also have to qualify and perform at the very top level. So they're not only looking for the guys who are tough enough, they're looking for the guys who are good enough. And on top of that, it's like a draft. It's like an NFL draft where if you have anything in your past where you have some bad marks on your personality, where you, you know, did someone wrong on the teams or did something that someone else didn't think was at the level of a SEAL warrior, it's going to come out and you will not make it to that top level SEAL Team 6. So it's a personality draft, it's a skills draft, and it's a toughness draft. And you have to get all those levels. On top of that, Adam Brown overcame crazy physical injuries, the loss of his dominant right eye, his right hand, dominant right hand, the fingers were severed in a Humvee accident in a combat zone in Afghanistan. And he rose above those injuries. He could have quit at any time. He could have had a nice medical discharge and pension for the rest of his life. But he chose to turn around and say, hey, you know what? I lost my eye. I'm going to become a sniper, but I'm going to learn to shoot left-handed. I lost my fingers. I'm going to learn to shoot pistol left-handed. And so what he had to do is he had to react in stressful situations, in a SWAT team situation, clearing a house, clearing a building, grenades going off, enemy shooting at him. And he had to retrain his whole being to react left when his whole life he had acted right. And that's just a snapshot of what he had to overcome. That's not even going back to the idea that he overcame crack addiction to even make it into the Navy. That's something that few make it through. It's an addiction that will rule your world. Mm-hmm. And Adam had to overcome that.
We are trying to distill this amazing story, and Eric Blehm has done a beautiful job with this book, Fearless. I want to go to the point in March on the 17th, 2010, Afghanistan, when Adam's life was taken. What happened on that final mission?
He was on a mission where there is a high-level insurgent Taliban leader who had tipped his hand. He had already killed American and coalition forces, and he was planning to do so again. Intelligence confirmed this. And in essence, his team, SEAL Team 6, was asked to fly into a hornet's nest, not only infiltrate and kick the hornet's nest, but to go inside the hornet's nest, completely surrounded by enemy in a very remote area in the Hindu Kush Mountains, and surgically take out this leader because they knew he was about to perform an ambush on an American unit in the region. And I will just say, and for the purposes of this interview, Adam Brown performed heroically. Something had to be done to accomplish this mission, and it put his own life in danger. But being the team player that he was, he did it to keep his fellow teammates out of danger, out of harm's way. And he did so. The mission was accomplished, but Adam Brown lost his life.
Eric, Fearless was released in hardcover. New York Times bestseller list, 17 weeks. It got as high as number 7 in nonfiction. What kind of feedback have you received from readers?
it's been astounding this morning, just before this interview, to kind of get my heart into this, into the interview. I read back through some of the emails. In about a year, I've gotten almost 7,000 emails from various readers, either made out to me or to the Brown family. And all of them just are a testament to Adam's legacy, how he has inspired people to rise out of their own dark places. I mean, Adam Brown, one of the things, his final wishes in his, if he were ever killed in combat, he wrote down, I want people to know who I was before I became a SEAL, before I was this person who, you know, was a hero. And he wanted people to learn that he did have skeletons in his closet. And at one point in his life, he was a criminal. He was a dirtbag. He was living in the gutter, stealing from his own family and friends. And he wanted people to know that because he wanted to inspire others to rise up from their own dark places. And I've gotten so many emails and letters from people who have read it that are in those dark places, addiction. There's been people who have been inspired in the medical field who have read Adam's story and how his mantra was, I got it. I can do this. I got it. And there's some examples of people who have had those situations in their own professional lives and personal lives where they've read the book and they feel that he's given them the strength. So that's kind of the legacy that Adam Brown left behind, his ability to inspire even from the grave.
As a writer, you can simply tell the story and then move on to the next subject, and no one would fault you for that. I sense that you've been impacted by and inspired by his story.
So much. Adam Brown, every day, he's inspired me to be a better father, a better husband, a better person. I mean, Adam's one person who keeps telling me, you know, get back on the horse, get back on the bike, and soldier on.
Eric, thanks for telling the story of Adam Brown.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor.
You've been listening to the Fearless Radio Special and a conversation between Chris Fabry and his special guest, Eric Blem, the author of the New York Times best-selling book titled Fearless, The Undaunted Courage and Ultimate Sacrifice of Navy SEAL Team 6 Operator Adam Brown. You can discover more about the life of Adam Brown at fearlessnavyseal.com. That's fearlessnavyseal.com. Coming up next on the Fearless Radio Special.
I realized that I knew a man named Jesus, but I didn't know who he was. And I got down on my knees in our kitchen one night and asked Jesus to come into my heart. And he did. And he changed my life.
A conversation with Adam Brown's parents. That's next.
When Navy SEAL Adam Brown woke up March 17, 2010, he didn't know he would die that night in the mountains of Afghanistan, but he was ready. In a letter to his children, he wrote, "I'm not afraid of anything that might happen to me on this earth because I know no matter what, nothing can take my spirit from me." Fearless is the New York Times best-selling story of the undaunted courage and ultimate sacrifice of Navy SEAL Team 6 operator Adam Brown. In a deeply personal and absorbing chronicle, Fearless reveals a glimpse inside the U.S. Navy SEAL Team 6 Brotherhood. It tells of the life of a man of extremes whose determination was fueled by faith, family, and the love of a woman. It's about a man who waged war against his own worst impulses and persevered to reach the top tier of the U.S. military. An unlikely hero, but a true warrior, Adam Brown was described by all who knew him as fearless. Learn more at fearlessnavyseal.com.